Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, July 8th, 2013. Today we are talking about last week, the 4th of July here in America. Last week we celebrated the 4th of July, but the President of the United States had a pretty bad week. We're going to talk about that today, folks. First of all, in Egypt, it appears that he is disliked intensely, even hated, by the Tamarid rebels. Many of you may have seen their pictures, their hand-lettered signs denouncing him. Those people whose protest influenced the military to remove Mohamed Morsi from power. Mohamed Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood. Mr. Obama apparently asked the military in Egypt not to do it, not to remove Morsi, but they obviously ignored him. Despite the billions in aid America gives them, they paid him no mind. The Muslim Brotherhood, led by Mr. Morsi, now doesn't like him either, since he didn't at least openly support them. He called on the Brotherhood and on the new government in Egypt to invite the Brotherhood to share in power. This was a diplomatic failure, which leaves the administration scrambling to avoid losing an important ally, important to the U.S. and to Israel. Now, with fighting breaking out across Egypt, civil war appears imminent. Only the National Security Agency knows what the president is thinking about this, but the Egyptians want and deserve to determine their own fate. At least that's the way I see it, and I think that's the way they see it as well. Well, there's more, folks. The Ed Snowden affair. You remember Ed Snowden, the whistleblower from the National Security Agency, took an ugly turn last week. The president of Bolivia, Evo Morales, had been visiting in Moscow on some business and was flying home in his presidential plane. In order to do that, he had to fly across Spain, France, and Portugal, and it was necessary that he stop there and refuel his plane. But someone in the administration influenced, convinced, intimidated these countries, Spain, France, and Portugal, to deny him the right to land and refuel. This is a clear violation of international law and of diplomatic immunity. Some of them said it was tantamount to kidnapping. The rumor was that Ed Snowden was on the president's plane, but it was forced to land in Austria and searched. He was not there. What an embarrassment. International law and the rule of law in general, be damned, the president says. The Russians called on all nations to respect the rule of law and regarding diplomatic immunity. An embarrassing diplomatic incident, to say the least. The Europeans scream about NSA spying, but look who owns them when push comes to shove. Hubris and arrogance by this administration on an unprecedented level. Well, the president decided to delay the enforcement of Obamacare against employers for 1 year. This is his showplace legislation, his showpiece, his masterpiece, a clear admission that it's nothing but a disaster and a monstrosity. Democrats screamed so loud in Congress and the Senate that he had to delay this monstrosity until after the 2014 elections so they had some chance of being reelected. Now, if that were all, it would be plenty, but there's more. A report came out this same week of a book written by a New York Times reporter named Mark Leibovich. His book was called This Town, about Washington. When Daryl Issa of the House, Congressman Daryl Issa, became chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, which is now investigating Benghazi, the White House, according to Mr. Leibovich in his book, starting urging reporters, including him, Leibovich, to write negative stories about Issa. Mr. Leibovich said that former Obama Press Secretary Bill Burton suggested to him that he look into, quote, look into Issa's past. Now, it gets even better. The Jobs Report came out Friday with mixed or schizophrenic reports from the mainstream press, depending on how deeply you look at the newspapers. The New York Times headline of Saturday said, steady growth, quote, steady growth as U.S. gains 195,000 jobs. The Wall Street Journal on Saturday, job gains show staying power, it said. But if you look carefully inside the Wall Street Journal at their editorial opinion, the paper's own opinion, it tells a different story. Let me quote from their first paragraph. The U.S. labor market may be gaining a little more steam, judging by Friday's June jobs report Imagine how much better it might do if Obamacare wasn't encouraging employers to hire as many part-time workers. The Labor Department's survey of businesses found 195,000 net new hires. Now, I ask you folks, we had 195,000 net new hires, according to this report, in June, and yet the unemployment rate stayed the same at 7.6%. How can that be? Well, let's look further at this article. Quote, the dismally low labor participation rate, that means the number of people actually in the workforce, ticked up to 63.5% from 63.4%. So we added 195,000 jobs, but there are actually fewer people working. How can that be? Well, here it is. This is the final explanation. The disappointments include a big jump of 247,000 people in the number of discouraged workers, those who have stopped looking for a job. So we added 195,000 jobs. That's great, they say. 247,000 went off the rolls because they're no longer looking. We don't talk about that. That doesn't matter, according to them. That is the jobs report. Who can you believe? Well, also, we learned this from Breitbart in a confirmation of the Wall Street Journal story. It says that part-time employment is so bad that only 47% of adults in America have a full-time job. 47%. Those are the employment numbers in America today. Finally, there was a picture of Obama, you probably saw it, on the 4th of July meeting in the Situation Room of the White House to discuss Egypt. All his advisors, his closest advisors there. Well, where was the Secretary of State, John Kerry? He was not to be found. No one seemed to know where he was. Reporters could not find him, but they finally found him and got a picture of him sailing his yacht, Isabel, off the coast of Nantucket, where he has a nice home, I'm told. That's what I call a bad week. In fact, the president had such a bad week, he had to go on vacation to get over it. So Friday afternoon, he tweeted a picture of himself, all smiles, out on water somewhere, kayaking, saying, have a nice weekend. That's the way it is today, folks. Monday, July 8th, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.